Next question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hello, Joelle.
Hello.
Just in advance of this final game on the road trip, do you anticipate your team needing a different strategy to go out tonight, or you've been happy with how they've attacked each of these games?
Well, a coach is never happy or fully happy, but he's satisfied, I would say. But you are with the player in that process, so you have to respect the effort that's been in every game. You have to respect the attention to detail that's been, put in every game. There is area where we always push the player to be better, and they know the answer when they get to the bench. So as a coach, you create that partnership and you put them out there with a game plan and something that they're comfortable and they can play on their toes. So if you ask me, the 7 games, was it perfect? I will say no. But you have to be, in partnership with the player that you're happy about all I said. Now, the lineup we have tonight and the lineup we had the first game in Stockton, they're not the same. We're missing tonight. We're going to miss Ilonen. We're going to miss Mysak. And Jordan Will is not going to play tonight. He's day-to-day. So all of a sudden, you're losing 3 top players up front, and you're losing Venmo, Belzil, and, when the trip went on. Now, we get Veyu back today, which is a great news. That being said, it's still a lot of the same, but we're going to give opportunity to younger guy to play more minutes, to have more responsibility. So I have to coach them, make sure they're aware, because more you have ice time, there's more assignment, then obviously some kids can all of a sudden get a lot. So it's going to be a fun game to coach with a young team up front, that's for sure. And I got to be happy with what I've seen.
And just quickly, unrelated to this series, and I know that you spoke about him in the short time that he came down for a conditioning stint, but with Michael Frolik set to make his debut tonight, can you just comment just shortly on how you felt his couple of games that he had with Laval went and what you saw from him as a player?
Yeah, well, I'll repeat what I said. He's a pro. He didn't play all those games in the NHL and had that success because he cut corners. He came in with practice habits, and it was great for me because then you're bringing a guy that's been an NHL player for years, and his habits are great, off the chart. So it's not like you have to tell the young guy, well, this guy's playing his own way. He's like, it was just like he's been with us for a while. So in his attitude on the bench, and then, obviously he's a good player. It was a long time for him without playing, and it'll be a long time again. He only had 2 games in a while there, but he is a professional. He is fit. We saw that conditioning level when he played the game with us, because we used him a lot. So I think he's such a professional. He loves some enthusiasm to play. It's got to be fun for him. So when a guy takes care of himself and he has that much experience, I think he's gonna be good.
Excellent. Merci. Bon match.
Thank you, Amy. Je vois que la main de Mathias est encore levée. Mathias, as-tu une autre question?